Everybody, welcome to another episode of the Comic Source. I'm your host, Jace. This is another Spawn Daily episode. We're up to issue number 78. We had a really eventful issue last time with issue 77. Spawn's been through a lot lately. I've said it a lot. He was dead. He got resurrected. He had a big battle with the Freak. He got kidnapped and sent to another dimension. Got this weird power from the green world, and then finally came back, had a chance to catch his breath, had a good interlude issue with Granny Blake, and was able to actually perform what's been called a miracle for her and really show how much he cares about her and get some great advice from her. But that's all behind him now, right? Last issue, 77, again, cranking up the action with a lot of revelations. Cagliostro used to be a Hellspawn. Somebody's out there, serial killer, murdering people. Sam and Twitch are looking for Spawn. Bobby seems to be losing his mind. Like, there's a lot of stuff going on, and it's only going to get crazier. So just a quick reminder what we're doing with Spawn Daily. There is a reading order put together by a gentleman named Blake Whitlow, and it's a chronological reading of Spawn, including all the tangential mini-series and other ongoing series and crossovers and one-shots and specials and all that kind of stuff. And it's in a great order to read and have it make the most sense. Now, when I first started this project back in 2022 to celebrate the 30th anniversary of Spawn, I thought I was just going to read the main series, the regular series, and I would have finished had I continued with it. And just reading the regular issue of Spawn, I would have finished well before the year was over. But as I got to around issue 30, 40, somewhere around there, I realized that so many of the other tangential series that I was just talking about influence what happens in the main series, inform it, adds context and what have you. So I went back, looked for a reading order, found Blake's. It was the best one of all the ones that I looked at. And I went back and I backfilled. And then going forward, we've been using that reading order. Now, unfortunately, although Blake was actually able to join me for a little while, life took over. He had to move. A bunch of stuff happened. So he's not able to join me. And then my regular podcasting partner, who I do the DC Spotlights with, Rocky, he couldn't commit to a daily podcast either. So I kind of fell off. I was trying to find somebody else to join. And that ultimately didn't happen. Rededicated myself this year to getting back to it. Part of the reason I did it in the first place was not only to celebrate 30 years of Spawn, but also because I wanted to get caught up. I'd never read all of Spawn. And I wanted to read the new stuff that was coming out and understand it and have the context and what have you. So all that being said, that's why we're doing it. There's a lot of Spawn content coming out this year. We've got new series like Rat City, Spawn Monolith, Gunslinger. Not the Gunslinger Spawn that's out where he's in modern day, but where he's actually back in the 1800s. We've got a Dark Ages Spawn story from Liam Sharp. So a lot of great Spawn stuff coming. So I can't wait to get caught up. So we're going to dive right into today's issue. Like I said, tons of action. Again, link in the show notes if you want to go and check out that reading order from Blake. It's there and it's a great resource. So as I mentioned, a lot of action and these issues, like it's hard to read just one where I'm at right now, which is a sign of a good comic, right? And I wonder, obviously, if you were reading it monthly back in the day, you finish it, it ends on a cliffhanger, like it ended last issue on a cliffhanger with Twitch being shot in the head. And then you got to wait a month. So it's like, I find myself reading these and be like, all right, it's late. I need to go to sleep. Let me read one more. And then it ends on this great ending. And I'm like, gotta know what happens. And I binge the next one and that sort of thing. We've all been there, right? With TV shows and whatnot. So it's great that that's where we are with Spawn. And, it's going to be interesting when I finally get caught up. Does it still have that, like compelling cliffhanger type serialized storytelling? Because a lot of comics have that these days, actually. You'd be surprised how many don't. But anyway, let's dive into issue 78, inside the front cover here. First of all, great cover by Capullo, with Spawn looking sufficiently evil, I guess you'll say. But inside the front cover, we've got the credits written by Todd McFarlane and Brian Holguin, pencils by Greg Capullo. Last couple issues have been by Dwayne Turner. We've got Greg back here, Danny Mickey on inks, Tom Orzechowski handling the copy editing and the lettering, colors by Brian Haberlin and Dan Kemp. And we have a little summary there from issue. Actually, it's interesting. It says issue 76, but Yeah, it's actually 70. That should say 77, because this is issue 78, and it mentions Twitch taking a bullet in the head, which is how 77 ended. So yeah, just a little typo right there. So as we turn the page, we see Twitch. He's in the hospital on life support. Again, he had that bullet to the head. So that's obviously not a good thing to have happen to you. And there's flowers and everything in his room. And we're told it's been 3 days. He's sitting there. And the person that's narrating is actually Sam, his partner. And it's saying operation's too risky. His wife can't even look him in the face. And he blames himself, right? Sam blames himself. He says that he wishes he was dead. It's all his fault. They wouldn't have been in that alley if it wasn't for him out there looking for Spawn. And he mentions not being a really spiritual type. He figured, people that prayed for forgiveness or whatever were full of crap. He's always been very pragmatic. And it's a great line. It says he measures his life by cigarette butts and styrofoam coffee cups. A real NYPD detective, right? Or at least former. But right now, he's willing to do whatever it takes, right? So he heads over to the window and he's actually praying. He says, please, if there's anybody out there at all, just make sure my buddy's okay. Let him be all right. I'll do anything, he says. He says, I'll do anything. I swear to God. And so he gets an answer to his prayers, but maybe not from the person that he was looking to have an answer from, right? We see it in that bottom panel there. You see the green eyes looking at him through the window, and it's our old buddy Al Simmons, it's our old buddy Spawn. And he tells Sam, he says, you should be careful what you wish for in the dark. You never know who could be listening, who could be lurking, that sort of thing. So obviously Sam's taken aback and he's like, what do you want? What are you doing here? And as much as Sam blames himself, they were out there looking for Spawn. And Spawn, he has a little bit of mercy, a little bit of compassion, I guess you'd say, for Sam. And he says, did you mean what you said, about doing anything to make your friend better? Like, did you really mean it? And Sam is like, this guy cost Twitch and I our badges, and we were trying to bring him in when Twitch got shot, but it is his partner, right? And he cares about him as much as he, tries to pretend he doesn't. And so Spawn climbs in the window, heads over to Twitch, and Sam's like, what are you doing? What are you doing? You freak, get away from him. And Spawn reaches out and uses some of his power, touches Twitch on the forehead. And Sam's like, what'd you do? What'd you do? If you hurt him, I swear to God. And Spawn says, listen, he's going to be okay. He'll recover by the time sunrise comes. He's going to wake up. The doctor's going to be baffled. He's going to call it a miracle, but you're going to know the truth. And I'm going to hold you to your word. And now you and him both belong to me. So it's pretty interesting because Cog's been trying to tell these guys they need to be working with Spawn. And now Spawn himself is telling them, yeah, you guys belong to me. Well, Sam doesn't want to hear that. He's like, belong to you? Like, what the heck are you talking about? He's like, I know you're set up. You're some like ex-government spy. Pretending to be dead for some reason. I don't know what your game is, but I'm gonna find out. And Spawn says, oh, you want to know what I am? Look at me and see what I am. I'm not pretending to be anything. He's like, look at the face of your new master and understand. And Sam doesn't want to see, right? Like, he's trying to look away. And Spawn yells, oh, look at me, life and death. That's lesson number one. You can see his face there. He's using his abilities to, have the symbiote reveal his face. He doesn't like pull the mask off or whatever. No, it's opening up and showing him the face, almost like a flower in bloom, right? But not a flower you would want to see. And then he disappears. He's gone just like that, saying, I'll call on you. Be ready when I do. And now Sam's like, out of the frying pan into the fire. Here he was, like, thinking they were in a bad position with Twitch, fighting for his life. And now he's sort of made a deal with the devil, not unlike Al Simmons himself. So, he's really worried about, what will come next, what that might mean. So as he heads out for the night, he runs into a nurse, and, or a doctor actually. And she says, oh, are you here seeing family or, what's going on? He said, no, my partner. She said, oh, your life partner? No, we're detectives. It's not like that. Yeah, he's really hurt and hoping he's going to be okay. And so she seems to be, very kind, kind of a shoulder to cry on, if you will. And she says, well, you should go home and have some rest. Don't give up hope. You look like you could use a break. And he says, I could use a lot of things actually. So he's sitting around at home and he's trying to make sense of, all the things that have happened. Again, he's blaming himself. He's like, it's my fault we were in the alley that night. So whatever happens now, I'm the one that made this deal with Spawn. And now, this guy comes out of nowhere and shot Twitch. And I didn't have a choice but to make this deal. But God, the guy, he didn't even have a record. There's no reason for him to have done that. It doesn't make any sense. The guy was old. He had just gotten out of prison, not, like 10 minutes before. And, he celebrates his freedom by trying to shoot up a couple of former cops. Like it just doesn't make any sense. I have no idea what's going on. So he's trying to put the pieces together. It's what he does as, a detective, and he can't make any sense of it. So he ends up falling asleep on his desk. And when he wakes up, there's a paper next to him, and it's got a note from Spawn saying, end this. And the headline is third homeless murder victim found in the Bowery. So, we know we saw Whistler killed last time. It was Rat City where Twitch got shot. And obviously Burke returned fire. That's not necessarily a murder victim, more, self-defense, but apparently somebody else has been killed and now even somebody else. So Sam's got to figure it out, right? So meanwhile, back at the hospital, exactly as Spawn said, Twitch is there. He's awake. He seems none the worse for wear. His family's there. They're hugging him. And his wife is saying, yeah, can you believe it? Our prayers were answered. The doctor's calling it a miracle. They want to keep him another day, but I can tell that he's fine. And we see Sam walk in with that same doctor that he ran into the night before. He says, Twitch, old buddy, it's great to see you. Had you worried? And the doctor's like, oh, your friend looks like he's gonna be okay. I told you not to give up hope. And Sam says, yeah, look at him with his family. I hate to interrupt. And the doctor formally introduces herself. She says, I'm Sarah Frost. I'm a doctor here. I run the outreach. So this is the same doctor we saw give a card to Bobby in the previous issue, although she looked a lot more blonde the first couple times she showed up. But anyway, Sam introduces himself and he says, hey, maybe I was wrong. Maybe things are looking up. His partner's on the mend. Now he's got what he thinks is an attractive doctor being nice to him. Maybe he's, hoping that that can lead to something. So he's trying to put a positive spin on it, which for Sam, that doesn't come easy. So meanwhile, back at the office, he's letting Twitch get some rest and he's trying to put the pictures together of this case about these homeless people. Three homeless people have been killed in 4 days. Nothing seems to connect them, but the media seems to be connecting the murders, and so does Spawn. And he's trying to figure out what's going on, but Sam's brain's also trying to figure out Spawn. Like, could he really be telling the truth? Could he really be dead? I mean, I saw what I saw, but that doesn't. It doesn't make sense in his mind, right? He's much more practical than that. Doesn't believe in the living dead or what have you. So he makes some calls, try to find out what his old friends on the force know about these homeless murders. It's not much. The first victim was Whistler, with his throat cut, had a, high blood alcohol, was, a bum living on the streets. And then the clerk at the store remembers selling him the booze, but that's it. And there's not really much to go on. So that's the first victim, and we see him on this next page with his throat cut. And then so one bum kills another. That doesn't really make sense, but he did apparently work for the mob in Vegas, like way back in the day. So maybe it's his past coming back to haunt him, but it doesn't feel right for Burke. The second victim's Hispanic, 25 to 35, no ID, And he went into convulsions shooting up drugs, which is not a big deal, right? Like junkies OD, that's kind of what they do. But the strange thing is, it wasn't the drugs that killed him. The syringe itself was poisoned, not the stuff he put in the syringe. The syringe itself was poisoned. So somebody deliberately, poisoned this guy. And again, why? Like, why? Doesn't make any sense. And then the third victim, African American female, 60 to 65. She was found in a dumpster with her hands cut off, her tongue cut out. There's tons of blood, but none of it leading in any particular direction. And they don't know much about her either. So again, it's like an old white dude, younger, 20s to 30s Hispanic guy, and then an old African American woman. Like, and they don't know each other, have no ties, don't have much in common other than the fact they're all homeless. Like, it's not making any sense to Sam. So next page we get our three talking heads, and they're talking about the deaths and how it's kind of getting people riled up, and people are asking the mayor, what are you gonna do about the homeless problem? It's not like they don't want this publicity. You get this sense that people would rather forget about the homeless and not talk about them, but when they're being killed, it becomes news and you can't ignore them, right? So that's kind of what these guys are saying. So as Sam is researching this and watching the news and what have you, a couple days later, find out, hey, there's another victim. So he heads over there. Excuse me, runs into a guy he knows, Detective Silbert, Detective S.O. Silbert, SOS for short, that's what they call him. And since he knows Sam, he gives him a chance to go and look, and maybe he can see something that the other detectives don't. But it's not a pretty scene, and the fact that this cop S.O.S. Says, hey, I've never seen anything like this. A cop that's been on the force as long as him to say, this is really something. You sure you want to go see? You might lose your lunch. And yeah, it's bad. This guy is strung up. He's like crucified on this tree in the park with these tempered steel hunting knives through his wrist. And he's been castrated, and his genitals have been shoved up into his abdomen. Like, it's really brutal. And there's a typewritten note, like, literally pinned to his chest. So yeah, I mean, it's bad. It's bad. And like I said, it's this kind of media attention is just not what the mayor and the other powers that be want. 'Cause again, it's bringing attention to the fact that these people are homeless. These people are, kind of out on the streets, out on their own. So Sam heads to the morgue again, calls in some favors, trades a box of Cuban cigars to the coroner so he can get some information about these deaths. And he's like, all right, so what did you find out? He said, well, not much, other than the guy, probably put up some sort of fight, right? That's what Sam says. And the coroner is like, no, actually, he didn't. He was drugged first. So, yeah, he didn't fight back at all. And then he goes, as long as you're here, Sam, that guy that you shot the other day, here's what's interesting. You actually shot him in the shoulder, so he shouldn't have died. Like, you didn't do enough damage for the gunshot to have killed him. And Sam's like, well, it must have been some kind of adrenaline spike or a heart attack or something. And the coroner's like, no, I look for all that stuff. It just doesn't make any sense. The guy just died. Like, the life went out of him, like blowing out a candle. It doesn't really make any sense. And look on his neck. There's like this symbol, this like tattoo. It's like a mark or a brand or something. And the coroner's like, kind of freaky, right? So there's multiple mysteries building up here, right? Like, could this be connected to the homeless that are dying, that are being killed by the serial killer or what have you? Sam's just not sure, but We do see that Spawn is there. Spawn has followed Sam, and he hears about the mark. He hears about the brand as well, and he wants to know what's going on. So, meantime, Sam's heading back to the office, and he sees a homeless guy out on the streets. And the guy's clearly out of it, and Sam's trying to get him to, hey, get in the car. I know where there's a shelter. I'll take you there to be safe. A lot of the shelters have opened up. Even emergency shelters have opened up. The mayor's trying to, keep a lid on this thing and prevent homeless from being murdered. So he's willing to open up shelters and what have you, and give these people someplace to stay at night in the hopes that there aren't any more murders. But this guy's out of it. And he sees Sam. He just thinks, ah, it's got to be a cop. It's got to be a cop. He's like, I didn't do nothing, officer. Please don't hurt me. And he's like, yeah, I know you didn't do anything. Calm down. Let me help you. Get in the car. And of course, the guy doesn't understand, doesn't want to have anything to do with it. So, meanwhile, Cog has Spawn back at the museum, the church, the reliquary, where they're trying to find some information, trying to figure out what's going on. We know they were at this place last issue, and Spawn had a vision that something terrible was coming, right? And so he's saying, "Yeah, these murders are horrible. When I close my eyes, I see all the suffering, but I can't see who's doing it. I'm just getting glimpses and fragments, and it's not making any sense." And Cog's like, "Well, there's a few different reference materials that we can look through." And he gives a Spawn kind of a tome to look through, and he's looking through some papers and documents himself. And rather quickly, Spawn comes across that symbol. He's like, "Here's the symbol I saw at the morgue," and he shows it to Cog, and Cog's like, "All right, well, this is a secret code book from the Knights of Templar, and I'm a little rusty with the language, but it says something about the hand of evil or the vessel of wickedness, and this mark appears when a soul exits the body, and the soul's been condemned for crimes that it committed." Right. So basically, that mark means, yeah, the person that has that mark in their body, their soul went to hell. So meanwhile, the next day, back at the hospital, Sam's brought Twitch so a protein shake, which he kindly turns down. And actually, sorry, it's not at the hospital, it's at their office. Twitch is back at their office, and he's saying, yeah, I appreciate the concern, but we do have some serious matters to attend to, specifically these this grisly murder spree. Sam's filled him in on the fact that they in a way are working for Spawn now. And Twitch is like, you did a good job with the field work, but there's just nothing to go on. There's no witnesses. We have no motive. We have no suspect. It doesn't make any sense. All the murders have happened at night. It seems like the killer's got to be somebody who's strong and big in physical stature or what have you. And Sam's like, yeah, but he can't spell. And Twitch is like, "Well, wait, what do you mean?" He's like, "Well, the note that was pinned to the guy, there's all these words that are misspelled." And when Twitch looks at it, he's like, "You look at these words, and it's all typed on a manual typewriter, and all of the typing is evenly spaced. There's no strikeouts, there's no erasures. It's an old typewriter, but all the letters are kind of the same." Color, right? So that means he's not hunting and pecking, where he's pushing some keys harder than others, what have you. So it suggests somebody that knows how to type, somebody that's literate. So why are they spelling things this way? And they're speculating, like, is it just some religious freak trying to throw us off? Like, yeah, they're just trying to put two and two together. They just don't have a lot to go on. And who shows up but their boss, right? Or their current boss, I suppose you'd say, which is Spawn. He's like, gentlemen, what do you have so far? They're like, oh man, you scared the crap out of us. And Spawn says, look, people are dying. I want this madness stopped. I want the killers brought to justice. I want this ended now. And Sam's like, yeah, so do we. So do we. We're doing our best. So, unless you have, some great idea. And right then the phone rings, and it's one of Sam's buddies from the police department calling and saying, okay, yeah, all right. Okay, hold on, let me write this down. And hangs up the phone and tells Twitch and Spawn they just found another body, and this time it's a child. And you see Spawn's face in that final panel where it's just ready to explode. Like the anger is palpable. So fantastic job on the art by Greg Capullo, conveying that emotion. Very much kind of a setup issue for what's to come next. Because there's a lot more to the story than we've seen so far. Yeah, it last issue was kind of all out action. This one, we get a little bit of a little bit of setup, I would say. So that's not to say that you can really figure out what's coming next in a lot of ways. There are some clues that are being laid, but even at this point, when I was reading this, I didn't know. I was like, who could it be? Is the murder someone we've seen? Is it not? Next issue, we really start to get some clues. We'll see if you guys can put two and two together, or maybe you've already read it and you know what's going on. But I really do like the, I wouldn't go so far as to say buddy cop feel, because Spawn is sort of taking advantage in a way of the desperation that Sam had, that Sam was feeling for Twitch, for his partner, laying up in the hospital. But at the same time, Spawn's been through a lot, and he is on the side of angels, even if he does maybe take things too far. But I think, I mean, Sam and Twitch, they're on the side of good as well, right? And so I think if they knew everything that we as readers know about Spawn, maybe even not to that extent, because we kind of even know even more than Spawn does. But I think if they knew at least to the level that Al knows what's up with him, I think they'd be okay. I think they would be, work with him. They might not necessarily like him. They might think sometimes that he takes his methods too far, but I think they would see him as sort of a necessary evil, a force that can possibly do good. So I did enjoy this issue, but again, it's hard to top last issue, right? Where we got all those revelations about Cogliostro. And we got that great cliffhanger with Twitch being killed. But having Capullo back on the art is pretty awesome. And seeing Al, and that's the other part about this, like the last couple issues, we see Spawn in action, but we're not getting much characterization. If I had any nitpick on this, these last couple issues, that would be what it would be, right? Like, to some extent, you could even say issues 76 with the Granny Blake origin was more an issue focused on her, and Spawn was more of a supporting character. Spawn feels a little bit like a supporting character here in these couple issues. We're getting a lot more of Sam and Twitch, which is perfectly fine. We haven't had a chance to really have these guys fleshed out, especially this romantic interest for Sam, which is interesting. And get to see Twitch's family and what have you. So we're really getting some context and really heavily focused Sam and Twitch issues here, which again, it's perfectly fine. But I do wish that we got a little bit of insight into Spawn. Like we only get a state of mind through context, right? Like you can tell he's really pissed off. He really wants this to stop. But it is a little different. It's a little different feel because early on in the series, it was all, first person sort of stuff, right? Like we're all reading along with the thoughts that Al was having. And it's not that way with these last couple of issues. So it sort of makes Spawn feel a little bit like a supporting character. I mean, throughout this issue, we're following Sam. That's who we're following. So it's almost like Spawn, yeah, a little bit of a supporting character, in his own book, which is kind of interesting. So I do want to, get back and get into his head a little bit, because yeah, even at the end when Sam says this time it's a child, you can see, thanks to the incredible art, like I mentioned from Greg Capullo, you can see, the rage in his eye there, even through the mask. But there's not even. I mean, typically, if it were an early issue where we were getting Spawn's thoughts, Al Simmons' thoughts, we would there'd be some sort of caption there, right, with talking about how angry he is, or we'd get his thought at the moment that he finds out a kid has been killed or what have you, and we don't. So again, it's a minor nitpick because this is really well done, and it's fleshing out very well Sam and Twitch's characters, especially Sam in this issue. So, I get it. But at the end, on the other hand, play devil's advocate. The book is called Spawn. It's not called Sam and Twitch. But we'll get to the Sam and Twitch stuff eventually. But anyway, great issue. A little bit of setup, like I said. But overall, really impressed with what the whole creative team did. So that's going to do it for this episode, everybody. Hope you guys all enjoyed it. It's going to move pretty fast over the next issue or two. And it's a really great arc, really, really great arc, which only is building to more stuff, right? I think even at this point, even though issue 100 is a little more than 20 issues away, they're really already looking toward that, building toward that, which is fantastic. So anyway, like I said, that's going to do it for this episode. Thank you all for listening. As always, I'm getting really close to 500 subscribers on YouTube. So if you haven't subscribed, please do so. Ring the notification bell, leave some comments below. You guys know what to do. But once I hit that 500 subscriber mark, I'll be able to monetize, which will really help me out, help defray some of the costs of producing all the episodes and storing all my stuff and doing the podcast and what have you. So if you do want to check out other audio only content, all our content these days comes out both on the audio feed as well as on YouTube. But before we did YouTube, we had over 2,000 episodes on the audio only podcast feed. So just go to wherever you get your podcast, Spotify, Amazon, Google, wherever. Do a search for the Comic Source and subscribe. And like I said, there's thousands and thousands of episodes you can go back and listen to if that seems like something you'd be interested in. Tons of interviews and convention coverage and all that sort of stuff. So again, appreciate the support, everybody. Thanks for joining me, and we'll talk to you next time.
You can find the Comic Source podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, or whichever podcasting app you prefer. Please tell all your friends about us, subscribe, and rate us. The ratings really help with our visibility and our ability to reach new listeners, especially 5-star reviews on Apple. Also, be sure to visit us at lrmonline.com to join the conversation, access the show notes, and discover all our other great pop culture content. If you want to email us, the email address is thecomicsourceblog@gmail.com, or you can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/thecomicsource. Do a search for The Comic Source on Facebook and Instagram to follow us on those social platforms. All three spots are great places to find out when we release new episodes, as well as follow all our convention coverage. So once again, we want to thank everyone for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.